Here we go on another walk, and it's windy. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that is the cards that we are dealt.
It is. Let's see.
Okay, so Colleen cut my hair, and she did a really good job. So
first time, it wasn't bad.
That was.
It'll get better as it goes.
I just noticed that haircuts were going up, and I was having less hair. So I figured I don't want to pay increasing funds for that, and. So we'll give that a shot. So that was the reason there.
Well, and plus, let's face facts. I mean, I totally get that it's very tempting to use professional, but for a man's haircut, it's really super simple and it shouldn't take that long to do. And it really doesn't. So you can do it yourself, why not? A woman's haircut's a whole different ballgame.
That's
like,
true.
Like, I love you and I know you're talented and you're pretty smart, but I still wouldn't let you cut my hair. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different ball of wax.
So that was exciting, and you know, I think we get in the mindset that if we pay money for something, that it's like hard to do and skill, and I don't know, but you're right though. I mean,
you get
clippers.
Well, and again, a man's haircut, unless you've got some really, like, mm-hmm. you know, think Ben Stiller's haircut in Dodgeball.
Right.
I mean, I would never attempt to do something like that. But you keep your hair really close to your head,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you like people a little shorter, and that's great. I can deal with that. I can do that.
Right.
So, it's a lot easier. And if we're going to save ourselves $20 a month for that, $20 a month, go for something else.
Right. So, that's exciting. We're learning new things. We're cooking a lot more. We're doing some little home repair stuff. And so it's, you know, not everything goes perfectly, but you do the best that you can. So, let's see. For some of our podcaster friends, I wanted to talk to you specifically and kind of pick your brain, if you don't mind, because you and I see things differently, because I kind of travel and participate in different types of groups than you, and I think you can shed the light on some things that, wow, we got some dogs up here.
Yeah,
look at that.
Morning.
So, I am more entrenched in technology, and so I kind of know stuff that's going on, and but you are in a different kind of a spot. I use Google Reader, mm-hmm. and I've signed up for at least 20 blogs, and I scan them for different websites and programs and stuff to kind of help people and all that. And you normally don't. What do you use the internet for?
I mean, obviously check my email, get my news, and then I also go to my social network site, which is pretty much Facebook.
Okay.
I also have a MySpace page, but I don't ever go there.
Why, okay, so where do you get your news from?
Usually Yahoo, Google, MSN, whatever links they have on.
Okay.
So it's just something that will strike me. I mean, if I
Okay.
I'll sometimes go to like the LATimes.com or OCRegister.com, just depends on what I'm looking for.
But your email is basically just Yahoo, right?
No, I have a Google account.
Okay, but
I just don't give it out very often.
Okay. But you primarily use Yahoo.
Yeah, I primarily use my Yahoo.
Okay. So you normally just kind of check a little bit here and there. Mm-hmm. Use IMDb a lot.
Yeah, I use IMDb a lot, which I do have as a plugin on my Google page.
Okay.
My Google homepage. And then I also go to Wikipedia quite a bit.
Okay. So you Wikipedia, IMDb, Yahoo, and you use Firefox.
Yes. Love Firefox.
Have you ever used any Firefox plugins?
I had a couple plugins and then I wasn't using them, so I took them off because I know that sucks up resources. So I just said, eh.
Okay.
I tried a couple things and it was like, yeah, if I was doing this more often, it'd be convenient. But part of the reason I don't spend that much time on the internet is that I'm on the computer all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, the computer's a tool at work,
right?
Which kind of hinders me wanting to like play on it a lot at home.
Okay.
That's another part of the reason. Especially because it's not like, I mean, I have meetings and stuff, but comparatively speaking, I spend the majority of my day literally sitting at my desk. And I just feel that I need to get away from that, you know.
Okay, so that's probably, there's probably more than just you that probably feel that way.
Sure.
Okay. Now, you have an iPod.
Yes, I do.
You have a BlackBerry.
Yes, I do.
Do you feel comfortable with the whole mobility of entertainment and information?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do, actually. I mean, I frequently, because at work, and I'm not going to get into this story, but at work it's frowned upon rather greatly to be caught surfing the net, which I just flat out don't do anymore.
Right.
Because I work my tail off, and I happened to be surfing the net one time to get to one of our applications that is internet-based.
Right.
I was accused of not doing any actual work, and that just torture. So I said, you know what? You'll never have a reason to ever catch me on the internet ever again.
Right.
So I don't surf it. So I usually use my BlackBerry if I want to surf the net.
Okay.
I do have Yahoo on my BlackBerry in the mobile format. I have some Google applications in mobile format that are actually on my BlackBerry, have been attached to the BlackBerry. And like I said, I don't really use it to do much real playing. It's more information gathering.
Okay. So, you've heard about this whole podcasting thing.
Well, yeah.
What are your kind of just thoughts about it? Just in general, and then we'll get more specific.
I don't tend to listen to podcasts much. Unless it's like a live one. I would rather listen to a live one where you participate in the chatting aspect of it and what have you. Because then I feel a part of it.
Okay. So you're saying like a Ustream type of a deal?
Yeah.
Talk shoot perhaps?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I enjoy those. But I don't like purposely go seek out podcasts.
Okay.
A lot of times because an hour long of somebody espousing their personal opinion about something, I'm like, okay, well, that's great, that's fascinating. If they're giving information, then that's a different story.
Okay. So it's more, it's, is it the time frame?
Part of it's time frame. I can't just sit and listen to something for an hour unless I'm doing something. And obviously if I'm having to listen to a podcast that has already been recorded and posted, then, you know, what else am I doing at that time?
Okay.
And So it's just, I don't know. And so I know that's a really wacky opinion.
Well, no, it's your opinion, and I don't think you're the only person that has that, and that's kind of why I'm discussing it with you. It's because the world I live in, I mean, I don't agree with that, but what I'm getting at is your opinion is valid, and that's why we're discussing it. So I'm not disagreeing with you, I'm not picking at you, I'm just asking you questions so that other people that hear this go, oh, so the time frame is important.
Yeah, time frame
okay.
is really important.
All right. So you also, it seems like, don't like just kind of a monologue-ish discussion of whatever.
Yeah, and okay. that's the whole thing. So again, look, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that podcasts, I know podcasts are a great thing. I know they are. There are a lot of them that are really good and worth listening to. But again, me personally, I just don't go look for them.
So you would rather be a part of it.
Absolutely.
And listen and interact somehow.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Because in all honesty, the whole point of somebody promoting a podcast, espousing their opinions,
mm-hmm.
is hopefully to start a dialogue.
Okay.
But it's more of a, like, what I like about the one we listen to, which is the Jen and Dave show,
mm-hmm.
when we really participate in is the chat. Because we're listening to Jen and Dave talk about what they're talking about, and sometimes somebody will post something on the chat that relates to what they're talking about, but then it kind of sometimes goes off on a tangent, and we're like, okay, next topic, and they're still going off, and we're like, okay, so anyway, blah, blah, blah. And we have our own little show
mm-hmm.
on the chat. I mean, it's kind of fun.
Okay, so basically, there are two shows, actually, if you really break it down.
Yeah, kind of.
There are two shows going on. There's one that's live.
Right.
Then there's one in the chat room.
Right.
Now, I know that Dave does the best he can to kind of keep up and read.
Right.
And then kind of ask Jen the question or discuss it live on the show.
Right.
But I can tell you from experience that is very difficult to do.
Well, sure.
To talk to somebody live and then read and then find a point where you can integrate that. But from what you're saying is that would appeal to you.
Absolutely.
If there could be more kind of real time and not just Jen and Dave show, we're not picking at all. But we're kind of talking about, I do too, what we're talking about in general, what kind of a show you would enjoy. That's what we're doing. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so now, again, I'm kind of not the right person to be asking this.
Yeah, actually you are, though.
Well, yes and no, because here's the flip side of that. Now, here I kind of espouse the fact that listening to somebody spouse their opinions about something for an hour is just, I don't go look for it. And yet, you and I will do shows. We don't have anybody live.
Right.
We don't have any chat. We don't have anything going on. It's just you and me. And it's us espousing our own opinions.
Right.
So it's kind of a... Yeah. I think people are selfish in that respect. That's maybe not the right word, but... it feels a little self-centered, but at the same time, it's kind of like we try to impart some kind of
right.
knowledge or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Well, and they do too.
Okay,
we need to drop the Jen and Dave show off the
discussion
because
that.
I know. I see. That's what I'm saying, though.
I'm not.
Is I don't want them to.
Oh no! I'm absolutely referring to you and me.
Right.
I'm saying, look, I wouldn't go just go find somebody's podcast. You know, the ex Bob. You know, the blah 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 show.
Right.
Where some guy talking about his love of all things ducks.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't go listen to that because that isn't interesting. Plus, unless he is telling me, you know, little known facts about ducks, I'm not going to listen to him say, ducks are cute, ducks are fabulous, blah, blah, blah. And yet, by the same token, here I'm saying, I don't want to listen to that. But yet,
Now,
you
okay.
Let me do that.
Okay.
And I'm speaking of the irony from you and me. I'm not Jen and Dave chose
right.
to call a separate deal.
Let me kind of segue onto a related topic, but not specific. Okay. So I know pretty much because I followed them on Twitter that they do their show at 9 p.m. on Sunday night.
Right.
Now, you're a busy lady.
Mm-hmm.
You may know that. You may not. Did you know that? I was just wondering.
Yes.
Okay. Would you remember all the time?
No.
Okay.
I usually don't. I always forget because it's not something that's like in my head, okay, it's not a routine. It hasn't become a routine or a habit for me yet.
Okay. Routine or habit. That's important.
Uh-huh.
That's been a number of interviews about success of, especially a live show.
Sorry, that's just hilarious.
Oh, I know. The success of a live show
yes.
is doing one the same day, the same time, the
okay.
same place.
Right.
How would you like to be kept up with that show? I mean, what if you could choose the best way for you, who uses the internet, for lack of a better term, in a limited way.
Right.
Okay.
That's a tough call because, again, I mean, it's using you're talking about something that happens on a weekend.
Right.
Where I'm usually not as attached to anything.
So, yeah,
I mean, I don't have my phone on me all the time. I don't,
Okay.
So it's tough for me.
Get through a couple places.
If we're during the week, sure, then
now,
know, I know where you're going with this, and it's Twitter.
I'm not, I'm not leading you,
no,
but I am
but
asking you the question.
Well, let's face facts. Twitter's an awesome way to do it.
Okay. But the tough part is that Twitter is not automatically updated. What I mean is you can't, like, with your mobile device, you can't look at it and it won't update automatically.
No.
You have to keep refreshing
right.
for it to refresh.
It's not a lot
okay.
of things,
so, but I just want to kind of go back to it is you do have a mobile device that you carry with you, but it does sound like you don't check it on a consistent basis. Okay.
During the week, I have it attached to my phone.
Okay.
So at work, I do have it attached, and I do check it regularly during the day.
Okay.
Depending on if I'm in a meeting, if I'm,
you said, you said habit in the
you're right.
kind of the
it's
last.
All about habit.
Okay.
It's all about habit.
All right. So.
But part of that too has to come from the fact that I used to check my phone, my BlackBerry, like all the time,
mm-hmm.
and I never got anything,
uh-huh.
nothing, and it was always junk mail. So I thought, well, screw that. I'm not going to waste my time looking when I already know what the answer is going to be, which is I got nothing.
Okay. So, and again, I'm not leading you. I'm just saying you could, if you wanted to, and you probably actually do, hook up your Yahoo Mail
uh-huh.
to your BlackBerry.
Which I agree. It is
so like that at least you could look and say, I've got 6 messages.
Right.
You could check that
uh-huh.
and then look and say, oh, Jen and Dave show. Ding.
Yeah.
That's right. They have a show. Ah, Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Okay. So, I'd like to be involved. So, the key to this is you are not a iTunes fanatic in that you're not always on iTunes. Because
nope.
you go mobile. You do not have an iPhone.
Nope.
So, to keep... Well... I don't know. Anyway. So to keep updated, it sounds like you would rather an email type of a reminder instead of a Twitter reminder.
Email is more likely. Yeah, because I don't keep Twitter up and running all
okay.
the time.
Okay, all right.
And, I mean, I like Twitter, but it's tough for me to remember to go out there and do it.
Mm-hmm.
To go out and check it. Because, again... 90% of the time. Nothing's for me.
Right.
It's just in general. So, okay. So
now,
I checked the specifics. And I did have that conversation with Jen, actually. You know, she made a comment about, she put something on Twitter, and I said, oh yeah, I don't check Twitter that often, as often as I should. She's like, well, I hope you start doing it more so we can keep a better contact.
Mm-hmm.
Which, she's got a point. And I try to check it a little more often than I have been. But I'm still not, again, in the habit.
Okay. Then, just kind of a side issue is, what about Google Talk? I mean, is that...
Google Talk? I got two people on it, one of whom I really don't even talk to anymore.
Okay.
And I'm about ready to remove that person.
Okay.
But it's you.
Okay.
My other one. Because I don't know anybody else who has Google Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else is like, well, I have Instant Messenger, I have Windows Live, or I have Yahoo Instant Messenger.
Okay.
Well,
so maybe what people, including Jen and Dave, could do is find a way to update all the IM solutions at once.
Sure.
And just say, you know, show going live. Is that kind of a thing bothersome to you? I mean, do you have the power, the ability, when you get those kind of messages, Google Talk, whatever, to... And you're talking about deleting people and that kind of a thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm just asking because most of the time when you send an email to somebody like you, let's say,
uh-huh,
is that a bother? Do you get so frustrated that you remove people? What would be the best way for people to alert you that a show's coming up?
Probably email.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because, no, me talking about removing that person from Google Talk,
right,
has nothing to do with them spamming me or sending me crap. Because I don't talk to that person much anyway.
Okay.
And she never uses Google Talk.
Okay.
So what's the point of having her on there running to see whether she's online or not? But it really kind of doesn't seem that.
Okay. All right.
So I'm like, it's a whole separate reason, has nothing to do with any,
right,
spamming or anything.
Okay, so I'm just trying to kind of find options of things that you're interested in, how they can let you know until it's a habit.
Besides, if it became so bothersome, I could always, you know, unsubscribe from it, or
okay,
or just say, look, you know what, hey, appreciate this, or I have the freedom to delete.
Mm-hmm.
I love that function.
Okay.
Don't want something? Delete it. Done.
So let's edge into more thin ice. I'm famous for that. Now you, again, we've kind of talked about, you do not enjoy some people just kind of blabbering, even though we do. you don't enjoy that, but it does sound like if you enjoy the people and the personalities, that actually you could listen to that.
Sure.
Because I think Jen and Dave and other people have points that they're really trying to kind of cover. But you do use the internet for information.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned information too,
yes,
early on about podcasts. What type of information would you enjoy learning or listening to in a shorter amount? Because you mentioned that too.
Mm-hmm.
Show's too long, don't have time.